Apparently, there's some confusion with sleeping in bed. My favorite thing to do is to sit in bed and watch TV. If you're coming over, take your shoes off, get on the bed, or watch the TV.
Michael was never indicted. I said he was never charged. He was never anything. Now, they came in this house, right, and they tore this house apart. They went in my mother's safe. They went in. They tore it up, and they went in my mother's high-blood pressure pills, and they were looking at. I mean, just what were they looking for? They were trying to get some crap on Michael that was not true.
What hurts you most?
When they lie. The lies. The complete lies. And it hurts. And it hurts me because I know there's children out there who has to hear that crap.
Why do people do that when all you have done is brought some of the most beautiful music, most beautiful popular music that many of us have ever heard? Why do people want to judge you if you've done, all you've done is been an artist and brought wonderful music?
Because with success, people become jealous. It hurts to be misunderstood. No matter how much you try to put people on track, there will still be some judgment being said that it's so far from the truth.
Following the broadcast of Mr. Bashir's special, the speculation about what went on in Jackson's private life was once again headline news, primarily due to the story of Gavin, a young man who had reportedly been dying of cancer.
Gavin was somebody who was diagnosed with cancer. Doctors gave him, I think, 3 weeks or 1 month to live.
One of his last wishes was to meet Michael, a request fulfilled through Los Angeles businessman Jamie Masada.
Then he said to me, he said, under his breath, he said, I want to meet Michael Jackson. At that point, I didn't know Michael Jackson. And I just came out of the room, I started crying. I didn't know what to do. I called Neverland. I said, is any way you can get a chance to call the kid? Then I'll come in next day, and I said, Gavin, he'll have a little smile on his face. I said, Gavin, what's going on? He said, Michael, call me.
Gavin and his family formed an immediate bond with Jackson, creating an atmosphere that many believe played a large part in Gavin's recovery.
You know, 2.5 years ago, the doctor, they said 2 more weeks he's dead. Now he's alive.
His appearance on the Bashir special showed a seemingly healthy and happy young man, clearly very fond of Jackson. And while Mr. Bashir did touch on Gavin's amazing recovery, many believe that the real focus was on Michael's relationship with the young man, especially the revelation that they had spent the night in the same room.
The thing is upset me right now, the reason I'm giving you in the interview, because Gavin called me, he was crying on the phone. He went in gas station, the kid in gas station, they start kidding, oh, you are the kid doing this with Michael, you slept with Michael. It's horrible to do to a kid. This kid been through life, he's been through horrible life so far.